Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, September 7th, 2023. I'm Sarah Lane. Bloomberg sources have an update from Wednesday's Wall Street Journal report that China plans to ban iPhones in sensitive government departments. China reportedly plans to widen this ban to government-backed agencies and state companies, with several agencies said to be telling staff not to bring their iPhones to work. Some ad controls for YouTube creators are changing starting in November, like dropping individual ad controls in YouTube Studio for pre-roll, post-roll, skippable, and non-skippable ads on new videos. Going forward, creators can choose between having ads before or after a video, on or off. If they choose on, YouTube will choose a particular ad choice when appropriate, says the company, according to an additional support document. For live streams, YouTube will show creators a 60-second countdown before a skippable ad appears. Livestream hosts will also be able to delay mid-roll ads for 10 minutes. As for long-form videos, YouTube says creators will be able to choose automated mid-roll ad breaks and manually selected ones instead of just one or the other. The Register reports that Google is expanding rollout for Chrome's new Enhanced Ad Privacy, which is designed to replace third-party cookies. Pop-ups announcing Topics AI started showing up for some users back in July with Chrome 115, which uses personalized ads based on an anonymized browser history directly instead of a stored cookie. Users can opt out of Topics AI in Chrome settings, but Google does plan to drop support for third-party cookies next year. Pinterest announced it updated its search algorithm to make results more representative of its users, specifically plus-size fashion being more visible, plus other styles that include a broader spectrum of body shapes and sizes. Pinterest's head of inclusive products, Annie Ta, said that the company noticed that users were adding descriptions and qualifiers to their searches because the recommendations themselves weren't very diverse. Pinterest added skin tone filtering to makeup and other beauty-related searches back in 2018 and introduced hair pattern search in 2020. Google's Pixel 8 Pro is a phone of many leaks. Reported leaks, anyway. Google temporarily added the not-yet-announced device to its 360-degree simulator, which showed off a number of features, including a physical SIM slot, a new temperature sensor, and three colors, blue, porcelain, and black. A launch event is scheduled for October 4th, presumably to officially announce the Pixel 8 Pro and hopefully other things as well. Eurogamer reports that Nintendo showed off the Switch 2 at Gamescom 2023 last month, running a souped-up version of Switch launch title Zelda Breath of the Wild. VGC also reported that Nintendo showed off Epic's The Matrix Awakens Unreal Engine 5 tech demo, running on hardware that used NVIDIA's AI-powered DLSS upscaling technology alongside ray tracing, with visuals comparable to PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series consoles. Nintendo has not commented on either of these reports, but its next-gen console is said to be planned for the second half of 2024. Apple's latest inroad into the classical music market is by acquiring the 50-year-old Swedish classical music label BIS. The deal gives Apple's BIS's extensive catalog, with founder Robert Van Baar now working in the Apple Classical Music Division. Van Baar says he likes Apple's stance on preserving audio quality and expanding recording to support new tech like spatial audio. In an interview with the Washington Post, autonomous vehicle company Cruise's CEO Kyle Vogt compared recent concerns about driverless cars to anti-robot bias, adding, "Anything that we do differently than humans is being sensationalized." Cruise currently operates a limited fleet of up to 50 driverless vehicles on San Francisco roads during the day and 150 in operation at night, as it's currently being investigated by the California Department of Motor Vehicles. Well, they complained and BMW listened. The subscription service that the company introduced in 2020 to activate heated seats inside a car for a fee has been scrapped. Speaking to Autocar this week, BMW said it wouldn't offer subs to activate hardware that already exists in cars anymore, adding, quote, "We're actually now focusing with those functions on demand on software and service-related products like driving assistance, parking assistance, which you can add later after purchasing the car, or for certain functions that require data transmission that customers are used to paying for in other areas." Finally, CEO of Microsoft Gaming, Phil Spencer, announced Wednesday that Bethesda's new game Starfield, perhaps you've heard of it, passed 1 million concurrent players across all platforms. The space epic game officially launched on September 6th, with players using the Ship Creator to recreate various vessels from Star Wars, Serenity, Star Trek, and hidden references to other games like Skyrim have already been discovered. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to dailytechnewsshow.com. Thank you in advance. You can find show notes and links to all headlines there as well. I'm Sarah Lane. Thank you for listening. Talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.